If you're someone who allows the opinions of others to affect you or even define you, then you've come to the right place. Opinions can stick to us like labels. We all wear labels. They come from what we do. They come from the relationships that we're in. And they come from what we believe about ourselves. When it comes to the labels we don't like, the ones that hurt, anger, or limit us in any way, it helps to know these labels don't define us. My friend, the opinions of others do not define you. Even if a label makes you happy, if it's based on the opinions of others, it doesn't define you. Neither do your actions. God made you for a purpose. And as the one who created you, He alone has the standing to define you. Today, we're going to commit to filling our hearts and minds with God's opinion of who we are. I'll be inviting you to believe and speak this Bible-based truth. I am who God says I am. We're going to look at a Bible verse that reminds us why we need to say what we believe and believe what we say. You'll learn the power of speaking faith-filled words to drown out lies, the promise of speaking faith-filled words to support your true identity, and where to find Bible verses that will help you speak faith-filled words. I hope you'll stay till the very end to find out how to access a specific resource that's going to help you learn more about who God says you are. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I'm honored that you're here. Each week, I read a Bible verse and give you a declaration to empower your tongue with truth. Today, we're going to look at the Bible verse that God gave me when I asked Him what to name this podcast. The foundational Bible verse for giving you declarations each week is Proverbs 18:21, but that verse isn't where I got the name Believe and Speak. That name was inspired by 2 Corinthians 4:13, and I'm going to read it for you right now from the New International Version. It is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak. Paul quotes the Psalms when he says, it is written. He tells the New Testament church at Corinth to speak what they believe because they have the same spirit of faith of the faithful who had gone before them. Today, I'm asking you to believe and speak the truth about your identity. I am who God says I am. Will you please say that with me? I am who God says I am. The obvious follow-up to that declaration is asking yourself, do I know who God says I am? Do I know my true identity? The Bible is filled with descriptions that God uses for people of faith. Words like chosen, forgiven, beloved are labels that God would put on us if He attached labels to us. God would never use words like unwanted, disgraceful, or loser. God loves you so much that He gave His one and only Son to die for you so that you would have eternal life. God wants to spend eternity with you. That is how much He loves you. Don't let the opinions of others or even your past, the mistakes that you've made, define you. Let God define you. Once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Bible says that His cleansing blood washes you completely clean. Jesus died and rose again to wash away every label that someone put on you. Listen to this wonderful promise in Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You might want to write that one down. Another great verse holding the truth about your identity is found in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. God calls you accepted, favored, blameless. I long for you to believe, truly deep down believe, and then speak aloud with confidence, I am who God says I am. Will you repeat that declaration with me now? I am who God says I am. If you're like me, you have labels attached to your heart and mind that do their best to define you. But if they don't align with what God says about you, they're lies. The best way to drown out those lies that we've been believing is to declare truth from God's word. The first point that I want you to remember, actually, if you don't remember anything else, I want you to know what God says about who you are. When you feel ashamed, declare, I am a new creation. When you feel unwanted, declare, I am worth dying for. A precious young woman who was in a Bible study that I taught learned to do this, and it changed her life. The Bible study was based on Psalm 139, and we were going through the material in my book, Longing to Belong, Discovering the Joy of Acceptance. Now, I'm going to tell you more about that a little bit later, but it contains a Bible-based manifesto of acceptance, and I taught the women in the Bible study to declare one or more lines in the manifesto to come against any lies in any situation, because the best way to drown out lies is to declare truth. Well, the woman had been through a painful divorce and was slandered maliciously. Let's just say the opinions of others, those things that were attaching painful labels to her were, again, they were not only hurtful, but they were rooted in lies. Well, one day she was in the grocery store when a couple of women from her church came around the aisle onto her aisle. The minute they saw her, they turned around and went the other way, acting as if they didn't even see her. Well, she began to declare some of the lines from the manifesto that was based on Psalm 139. She said, God knows me. He is always with me. I am not invisible. And as she was declaring that, God knows me. He knows the truth. He knows what really happened in that relationship. He's always with me. He's not going to abandon me. He's not going to turn around and walk away and pretend he doesn't see me. I'm not invisible. God sees me. He's always with me. This woman learned to empower her tongue with truth because she learned to know what God says about who you are. Knowing she was known by God and seen by God, knowing that God would never, ever reject her, set her free from the weight of the hurtful opinions of others. Her example not only demonstrates the power of speaking faith-filled words to drown out the lies, but it also shows us how speaking faith-filled words supports our true identity. The second point that I want for you to take away from this message is to speak affirmations over yourself. When your mind tells you are unworthy, say out loud, God calls me worthy. When someone calls you a good-for-nothing loser, you drown out that lie by declaring something like Psalm 56:9. This is a good one. My enemies will turn back when I call for help. By this, I will know that God is for me. There is so much power in speaking faith-filled words to support your true identity. I especially love the encouragement in Psalm 41. I know that you are pleased with me, for my enemy does not triumph over me. Because of my integrity, you uphold me and set me in your presence forever. When we speak truth louder than the lies, we can reprogram our brain to avoid the ruts caused by the labels that God never meant for us to wear. My friends, speak affirmations over yourself. Here's a beautiful affirmation that I am going to declare over you. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. I have a resource that will equip you for the next time you find yourself in a situation that makes you think less of yourself than God thinks of you. And I'm going to tell you about that. But first, would you do me a favor and click that like button if you're benefiting from this message today? Also, subscribe if you haven't already, and be sure to tap or click that notification bell. Our declaration today is, I am who God says I am. You absolutely are who God says you are. And so you owe it to yourself to keep a list of Bible verses that speak directly into the broken places in your heart. You need to arm yourself with life-giving Bible verses that you can declare to drown out the lies that you've been believing. Make a list of the verses that come against, again, any specific lies that you've believed about your true identity. Write those verses on a 3x5 card and memorize them. I promised to share a resource that will help you learn more about who God says you are. I have a page on my website called Who I Am, and it contains a list of categories with links to Bible verses that will help you. Again, as you speak them, as you memorize them, it'll help you drown out lies about your identity with the truth from God's Word. I encourage you to visit ShaunaMarieBryant.com/who I am and look for the categories that speak to your heart. You are chosen. You are victorious. You are wise. This resource on my website will help you arm yourself with life-giving Bible verses. And while you're there, I hope you'll sign up for my newsletter so that you can continue to receive encouragement from the Bible that will help you stand strong in your purpose and power. Let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for everything that you've given us in your word to remind us of how precious we are to you. Lord, I pray that everyone listening right now would think of a Bible verse, Lord, even if it's one that I just quoted in this message, that they could cling to. There's no condemnation for them. You love them enough to send your son to die for them. Lord, you find them worthy. You find them chosen, redeemed, forgiven, favored, blameless even, and spotless. Lord, I just pray that anyone who has received Jesus would just feel washed clean by his blood, Lord, and know that there's no condemnation. Know, Father, that your opinion matters far more than the opinions of others, but those opinions can hurt. And so, Lord, I pray that you would equip them, just like you did that woman in the grocery store who was in my Bible study, to come against every bad feeling that she had when that situation was so hurtful happened. Reminding herself, Father, that you will never leave us or forsake us, and you will never say anything to hurt us or cut us down. You build us up with your encouraging words of love and your compassion that never, ever fails. And so, Father, I thank you. I ask even now that you would minister to broken hearts and lead people to those scriptures that will speak to those places. I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I appreciate you so much, and I would really love to hear from you about a Bible verse maybe that you go to when you're tempted to believe that you're less than who God says that you are. Would you let me know in the comments? And I tell you what, if it's not on my list, on my website, on that Who I Am page, I'm going to be sure to add it so that it can encourage others. Again, if you benefited from this message, would you please click or tap the like button and be sure to subscribe and turn on those notifications. I am excited to announce that I have a new playlist that features a 10-part Bible study on Psalm 139. It's that story that I was talking about earlier that equipped that young woman in the grocery store. It's that Bible study. So to access that new playlist, just click the thumbnail that you're going to see on your right. I hope you will empower your tongue with the truth about your identity, even when you're talking to yourself, because your tongue has power. Use it for good.